But first of all, allow me a mini rant. Because I look at the ticket website, go to theticket.com, and one of the sidebars is you can vote for the top 25 moments, or I guess it's going to be the top moment of the top 25, or choose the all-time best 25. Okay, there you go. There's 65 on there.
Okay.
And I'm looking through this, and I see ones that I remember, ones I'm not quite sure of, and each of the shows have about 10 to 15 of them, something like that, maybe more. And I'm looking, and I don't see one that might be one of the all-timers on the ticket. Everybody's told me.
Certainly top 65.
Yes. Everybody's told me these shows play it constantly for good reason. And it's not listed. And this is not the first time it's not listed. It was overlooked previously. And so when I saw it this time, I said, man, what the heck? This is really sad. Top 65 moments. And if you go to that ticket website, I guarantee the one I'm going to play you right now, or Tim Kaye is going to play you, is better than half of the least. Maybe three quarters. And you can even tweet us. At @ArnettRick, at @AvidGolfer98. But let's bring it back. This was Harkin, this is what, 12, 13 years ago?
At least.
So let's sit back and enjoy one of the bits. Actually, it wasn't a bit. It was organic. It came out of nowhere, and it really put the tee box on the map. So play it away, Tim.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody, and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The heinous.
Heinous.
Oh. The heinous.
I don't think so. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket on Anus Radio.
Then he identified that kind of radio. From the tee box 1 year ago.
If you start sculling
Boz,
you're a fog guy.
Then you're a fog guy. A fog guy.
He says the anus is on you.
And then he switched it. He corrected it.
Immediately the heinous, as if that makes sense.
That's some of the greatest 15 seconds in ticket history, and there's no doubt.
That is one of the worst examples of supporting your broadcast partner. Rick Arnett could have smoothed it over a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the onus is on him,
right,
or something like that. But instead, he just all of a sudden hit the brake pedal and then just took a highlighter and started highlighting the word anus.
So even Giorgio said it. Maybe one of the greatest moments in ticket history. And for the second straight time, management at the ticket, and I actually emailed Kat about this. I said, Kat, what the heck, dude? Really? And he said, well, you know what? I asked everybody, bring up your top moments, and nobody brought it up.
Didn't ask us.
But yeah, he said, in all honesty, he said, yeah, I probably should have been. But that's a crime.
So, interestingly enough, I haven't heard that in a while. I've heard them say the anus. Mm-hmm. I've heard them say there's no way that's a word.
Right.
I mean, we've got a,
that was precipice, by
yeah.
the way. We have a whole slew of them.
But it's amazing how different you treat my e-brakes now. Versus the first one.
Well, that was so far out of left field, and I wasn't expecting. See, now I kind of half expect
yeah.
to garble it or mangle it or do whatever, but. Back then, that one came out of left field. But the undercurrent, the underrated part of that whole bit was when you tried to correct yourself, and then you said the heinous, which was just as bad, right? And but it's had legs. Every show has brought it back a million times.
You know how I think I think it's Bad Radio does like the 15 for 15 or the mm-hmm. you know. I think about that moment, and I'll never forget it. You know, you know me, and I just get stuck on words.
Yep.
And I was trying to think of the onus, and I couldn't think of it, and I kind of said anus because I just quickly...
You didn't kind of say it.
Quickly went right by it. And I was like, I couldn't think of the word, and I'll never forget that moment. I knew exactly. I was just trying to just... say something, but anyway.
It doesn't matter. You can send in all the letters. Send in all the emails and all the tweets and everything. It won't matter. It's still a crime. That particular seminal moment in ticket history was overlooked.
The P1 should be allowed to write it in.
Yeah, we could get a write-in, except nobody writes in anything anymore. And there's nowhere on our ticket website where you can.
You could always protest.
That's sad, too. You could protest it. I mean, you could waste a lot of time.
You know what?
I just had to get it off my chest. It is what it is. We're a weekend show. I get it.
I think...
But that one is a crime.
I think maybe the 25th year anniversary is mid-January.
Yeah.
We'll just do our 25 greatest moments.
We have them.
Yeah.
We have a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a ton.
I think the MCO's got more...
ENCO.
The what?
ENCO.
ENCO?
Yeah.
I think the ENCO's got more bits of us than probably any other show.
They brought it up. You know, George and Craig brought it up a couple ago on an e-break. You're up for something. And they were talking about Norm's 100.
Yeah.
His hallowed 100.
I have 20.
22.
I have 22?
You have 22, and if you take the percentage of the time you're on the air and your 22 blows anything outside of the water, your concentration of e-breaks is legendary.
The efficiency
now, there's
is
a lot of times, and I will say that I take it well. I mean, there's not a time where somebody recognizes me in a bar, in a restaurant, mm-hmm. or at a freaking valet stop.
Right.
I'll get the sculling balls. I get the sculling balls more than anything.
That, too. That's another underrated part. Because it did sound like you had a couple of Bloody Marys before you got on the air, Dane. You didn't.
I take it. I just run with it. I figure, you know what? The minute they
smart thing to do.
They don't care about me anymore or whatever. But, you know, there's many times I don't win, and my kids get really upset about it because they listen intently on Friday mornings.
It's because your bar is high.
The fans vote.
And your bar is high.
And there's a lot easier way to vote for, you know, Corby or Norm or, you know, guys who are on the air way more. And it's like, there's a lot of times that my best ones don't win. Athora, which was my second best ever, didn't win.
Nope. Precipice won.
Precipice won. There was no way that was going to win.
Triast won, I'm pretty sure. And I think I remember every one of those where I was at, we were at.
Aficionado.
That was me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's again, I think it's a top five moment. And the fact it's been ignored and thrown under the rug is a sad moment.
We should do that. Maybe we can bring Dave Wilson back for one show. And then when they do their 25-year anniversary, we do our 20. Because you've been on for 25 years on the T-Box.
Yeah.
We'd bring our 25 moments up.
We can
fill it. Ain't much going on golf in January anyway.
We could fill it. We could fill 2 hours, probably.
Yeah.
So there you go. Mini rant, and send in your cards and letters and whatever.